上星期五是受难节，今天是复活节。And
last Friday was Good Friday. Today is Easter Sunday.
所以我想今天早上我们一起来思想主的受死跟复活。So
this morning we want to come and think about Christ's death and resurrection.
所以请大家打开马太福音第27章。
So please open your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 27.
我们要跟大家来思想神在耶稣钉十字架的时候的评价，对耶稣的十字架的一些评价。And
we want to look and think about how God viewed Jesus' death on the cross.
让我们来读马太福音第27章45节。 我们要读到第54节。
And we shall read from Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 54.
马太福音第27章45节说， 从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说， 以利以利， 拉玛撒巴哥大尼， 就是说， 我的神，我的神， 为什么离弃我？ 站在那里的人有人听见，就说这个人呼叫以利亚，内中有一个人赶紧跑去拿海蓉沾了醋绑在苇子上，送到给他喝。其余的人说，且等看以利来救他不来。50节，耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。 坟墓也开了，已睡的圣徒的身体都有起来的。耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进到城里，向许多人显现。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。”我们读到这里。Matthew
27:45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly this was the Son of God.
这段圣经里面给我们看到耶稣在钉十字架在最后的阶段，
This passage shows us at the very last moment when Jesus was crucified on the cross, those things that happened.
我今天要跟大家讲的就是十架弃言神的评价。And
the title of today's sermon is The Seven Sayings at the Cross, and this is from God's perspective.
很多时候我们在讲到十字架的弃言的时候呢，我们是从耶稣在十字架上讲最后的七句话。Very
often when we consider the seven sayings on the cross, we consider what Jesus said.
你知道耶稣在最后的七句话是什么呢？
And do you know the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross?
第一是饶恕之言。
First is the words of forgiveness.
在这里，在路加福音23章34节，主耶稣在十字架的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”And
we read this in Luke 23:34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
第二呢，耶稣讲的是恩典之言。
And secondly, Jesus spoke words of grace.
路加福音23:43，他说，主耶稣对两个强盗说，今日你要同我在乐园里面，这是给他们的救恩。
And Luke 23:43, Jesus said to the thief who was crucified, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise, and this is his saving grace to the thief.
还有第三句话，主在十字架上讲的是孝敬之言。
And third, Jesus spoke words of filial piety on the cross.
主耶稣知道他要离世了。
Jesus knew they were dying.
他对约翰讲，看啊，你的母亲。
And he told John, behold your mother.
意思他要把母亲交托给这个约翰来看。
And he was entrusting his mother to John.
那么第四呢，主耶稣在最后呢，他讲大声，刚才我们有读到，大声喊着，一粒一粒拉玛撒巴各大尼，意思说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？这个叫做离别之言。
And he also spoke words of separation in what we just read, Matthew 27, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which is my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
第五句话，在耶稣在实际上他讲说，他知道一切事情要成就了之后，他说我渴了。
And the fifth saying would be words of thirst when he knew that all this are coming to pass. He said, I thirst.
那么最后第六句，他讲说，成了约翰19:30，这个是最后第二句话。
And his second last sentence that he spoke would be words of victory. It is finished.
那么最后一句呢，就是交托之言。说父啊，我将我的灵魂交托在你的手里。路加23:46。
And lastly, it will be words of commitment because Luke 23:46, Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
如果有机会呢，我们跟大家一起来思想这七句话。
And if we have the opportunity, we will consider this seventh saying.
因为有很多很多人写了，也讲了很多有关这七句很重要的话。
Because many people have written about this seven very important things.
所以这个叫做耶稣十架弃言，从耶稣的角度来看，从圣子的角度来看。
And this would be the seven sayings of the cross from Jesus's perspective.
但是今天呢，我们要跟他讲十架弃言是从天父圣父的角度来看这件事情。
But today we're going to be looking from the Father's perspective, the seven sayings about the cross.
刚才我们所读的这段经文里面有七个神迹。
In the passage we just read, there are seven miracles.
七个，如果你注意看呢，把这我们所读的这段经文呢，可以算出七个神迹来。神迹就是神所讲、所实行的，意思说神对这些对耶稣在十字架上的器具评语。
If you count carefully in this passage, there are seven miracles, which actually shows the seven sayings of God, the Father, about the cross.
意思说主耶稣在十字架上，父神对这个主耶稣在十字架上，他显了七个神迹，这个七个神迹就表示了他讲的七句话。
And in this seven miracles is like God passing commands, seven commands on Jesus' death on the cross.
所以我们一个一个来看。
And we will look at them one at a time.
所以第一个神迹我们来看是什么呢？
And the first miracle,
我们看你的圣经27:45。
In Matthew 27:45, look at your Bibles.
耶稣钉十字架的时候应该是在星期五早上9:00。
When Jesus was crucified, it was on a Friday morning, 9 a.m.
那么四十五节，马太福音27:45说，从五正到深处，遍地都黑暗了。
And verse 45, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.
所以刚才我们讲上，主耶稣钉十字架的是早上9:00。
And we said just now that Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m.
那么现在他讲到从四十五节说从五正，所以从9:00到12:00，主耶稣讲了一些话。从12:00到深处就是3:00，从12:00五正到3:00呢，这段时间呢，突然出现一个奇迹，什么奇迹呢？遍地都黑暗了。
And the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross was spoken between 9 a.m. to noon. That's the sixth hour. Now this verse tells us the sixth hour, which means noontime, until 3 p.m. That's the ninth hour. There was darkness over all the land.
所以这个是午正下午的时候呢，午正下午最太阳最强的时候呢，整个地球都变满了黑暗。
And this is the noon time where the sun is supposedly to shine at its brightest, but yet the entire earth was filled with darkness.
我们的圣经里面，华文圣经翻译成遍地，英文圣经 all the earth 这个字 earth 呢，可以翻译成整个地球全部黑暗了。
And it says all the land, or in the Greek, it could also be translated all the earth. In other words, the whole world was filled with darkness.
所以在太阳最亮的时候呢，主耶稣来的时候，他是世界的光，但是这个时候呢，却遍地都黑暗。
Jesus is the light of the world, and he came to this world, but at this time, whole earth became dark.
所以我们要问，为什么黑暗了呢？
And we want to ask why the darkness.
这个黑暗到底是什么意思呢？
What does the darkness signify?
在我们还没有继续讲下去的时候，我要告诉大家，从这个外，除了圣经以外，其他的文献里面呢，包括这个教父当时候呢，奥里根特主良，甚至比拉多在写信给这个当时候的罗马皇帝，都也报告过有这样的黑暗。
And before we continue, we want to examine the literature of those days from the church fathers Origen and Tertullian, and even when Pilate wrote a letter to the emperor Tiberius during those times, they mentioned about darkness over all the earth.
在那个时候呢，三个小时，全个世界变成黑暗。
So in that 3 hours, the whole world was filled with darkness.
所以这个是一个奇迹。
So this was a miracle.
这个不是自然的现象。
This is not a natural phenomenon.
所以我们要知道为什么有这样的事情。
And we want to know why such a thing happened.
所以当我们在思想这个时候呢，让我告诉大家，这个是这个黑暗是代表神的审判。
And as we think about this, let me tell all of us that the darkness signifies God's divine judgment.
很多时候我们在解释黑暗的时候，当然圣经有不同的这个用词，意思说圣经有时候把黑暗形容不同的事情。
Of course, the Bible talks about darkness in different ways.
但是圣经里面有特别讲到黑暗代表神的审判。
But the Bible especially mentions that darkness represented divine judgment.
以赛亚书先知呢，这么讲到说，当神向他们发怒的时候，他说，当那日他们要向以色列人嚎叫，他们向海浪喷轰，人若望地，只见黑暗艰难，光明在云中变成昏暗。
And Isaiah 5:30, written by the prophet Isaiah, they will grow away on that day like the growling of the sea. And if one looks to the land, behold darkness and distress, and the light is darkened by its clouds.
以赛亚书13:10也是这么讲到，当时候当神审判来的时候呢，天的众星宿呢都不发光，日头一出来就变为黑暗，月亮也不发光。如果你读启示录，你就大概知道这个已经开始在讲将来的审判。
Isaiah 13:10 also tells us the stars of the heavens and the constellations will not give their light. The sun will be dark at its rising and the moon will not shed its light. And if you read the book of Revelation, we will begin to see that this is the beginning of judgment.
约珥书也讲到将来要神要来的审判是那日是黑暗的，幽冥的，是密云的，乌黑的日子。意思当时候呢，将来要面对的审判是全地都是遭到这个巨大的审判。
Joel 2:2 tells us that this would be a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, which tells us that during judgment it will be darkness.
阿摩斯书讲得更清楚，他说耶和华的日子，就是审判的日子，不是黑暗没有光明吗？不是幽暗毫无光辉吗？
Amos 5:20 is even clearer. It's not the day of the Lord, that's judgment day. Darkness and not light and gloom with no brightness in it.
那么这个西方亚书呢，里面也提到耶和华的大日临近的时候，临近是审判，甚至耶和华的日子的风声，勇士必痛痛的嚎哭。那日，愤怒的日子，艰难困苦的日子，是荒废精良的日子，是黑暗的等等。
Zephaniah 1:15 also tells us that This will be a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, and that is the great day of the Lord which is drawing near.
我们看到圣经里面神形容黑暗是，他用黑暗来代表神的审判的来临。
So we see from the Bible that darkness represented divine judgment.
刚才我们看到旧约，现在我们看一两节新约，新约以彼得后书二章四节是讲，他说。 当天使犯罪的时候呢，神没有宽容他们，神就把他们丢在地狱里面，交在黑暗，这个坑中等候审判。他形容黑暗的坑中。
And that was the Old Testament. Now we look at a couple of verses from the New Testament, 2 Peter 2:4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment.
同样的，犹大书1:6，他说：“以我不守本位的离开自己住处的天使，主就用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗中，等候大日的审判。”Jude
1:6 also tells us the angels did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling. He has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day.
所以主耶稣在十字架的时候面对什么呢？
So when Jesus was on the cross, what did he face?
他面对神的审判。
He was facing God's judgment.
当他被钉在十字架上，早上9点。
When he was crucified, it was 9 a.m. in the morning.
来到12点，天应该最亮的时候，但是整个天，包括整个地球，全部都黑暗了，而且呢，长达3个小时，直到下午3点。
At noon, when the sun is supposed to be at its brightest, darkness came upon the entire world, which lasted for 3 hours.
这个代表什么呢？这个就代表神的审判的来临。And
this represented that God's divine judgment had come.
所以神迹就是神在说话，因为我们不能够靠自然界，是神在表示他的，他 make a statement， 他告诉我们他的想法。
So God was making a statement through miracles, and these are not natural phenomena.
当我们来看第二个神迹的时候呢？ 我们看第46节，46节。
And we look at the second miracle from verse 46.
对，46节说的月在伸出，就是3点的时候，耶稣大声喊叫，以利以利，拉玛撒巴撒巴哥大尼，意思说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Verse 46, about the 9th hour, that would be 3 p.m., Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以他大声喊叫的时候，人家听的时候，以为他在喊以利，他是看到底是以利来不来，他们有些人就在那边等，到底以利来不来救他，还是有些人就拿去海荣站了处，给他送去，怕他昏。 昏迷，不清醒，使到他面对这个这样的情形的时候呢，他们抱着怀疑的态度，到底神来不来救他？
And the people there thought he was calling for Elijah, and one of them at once ran and took a sponge filled with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. The sour wine is actually to keep him awake. And others were waiting and trying to see whether Elijah would come and save him.
你们注意到在这里呢，主耶稣突然间一向主耶稣称天父，称神为天父，但是在这边说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？开始他不是叫天父，不是叫 Daddy， 他是叫我的神。
And we know that Jesus has often addressed God, the Heavenly Father, as my father or daddy. But right now, he says, my God, instead of daddy.
所以这位告诉我们看到是什么呢？神圣的分离。
And we see the second thing here, which is the divine separation.
第一点，我们看到黑暗是神圣的审判。
So darkness represented divine judgment.
这里的分离呢，我们看到是神圣的离别。
And here we see divine separation.
当然，这里是在引了一段圣经，就是诗篇22篇，是这个大卫的诗，说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And Jesus was actually quoting from the Old Testament Psalm 22, a Psalm of David, when David said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
为什么主 在这个时候要离弃耶稣呢？
Why did God the Father forsake Jesus?
为什么主父神呢，在这个时候要离开他呢？
Why did God the Father separate from Jesus?
因为天父是圣洁的。
Because God the Father is holy.
但是圣子在这个时候要 把全世界人的罪都放在他要代替全世界的人来替死，所以这个时候的耶稣呢，已经把他自己这个身上，把他一切世界上人的罪，包括你跟我的罪，都放在他身上，所以耶稣父神必须要离开他。
Because at this time Jesus was going to bear all the sins of humanity, including yours and my sins, on his shoulders, and because he is going to become sin for us on the cross, so at this stage, God the Heavenly Father left him.
哈巴谷书一章十三节说，神的眼清洁，不能看邪径，不能看罪恶。
Habakkuk 1:13 tells us of God, you, God here, who are of purer eyes than to see evil and cannot look at wrong.
所以这个时候，主耶稣把他世界上他承担世界上的人的罪。
So at this stage, Jesus bore the sins of all humans.
罗马书四章二十五节说，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
Romans 4:25 tells us Jesus was delivered up for our transgression.
彼得前书二章二十四节说，他被挂在石头上是亲身担当我们的罪。
1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, on the tree.
哥林多后书五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin.
所以在这个时候呢，主耶稣亲身担当了我们的罪，他把我们的罪恶呢全部在他身上担当起来。
So at this time Jesus bore all our sins on him.
我跟大家可能有讲过这个故事。
I might have shared this story with you before.
很多年前呢，我在美国的时候呢，在Oklahoma的时候呢，来到这个 Easter， 来到这个复活节呢，那个牧师呢，把这个挂在十字架的这个大十字架呢，这个木头呢，从这个墙壁上呢拿下来，然后要我们每一个人把我们每一个人犯的罪呢写在纸上，然后来到十字架面前钉在十字架上。
Many years ago, I was in Oklahoma and on Resurrection Sunday, the pastor took the wooden cross down from the pulpit and he told us to write our sins on a piece of paper and to nail it on that wooden cross.
啊，当这样做的时候，你真的是感受到，是的，我们所犯的罪，我所写下来我的这个罪呢，拿去钉在 ，OK， 每个人排着队，然后呢，给大家给一支铁钉，然后全部钉在这个十字架上。你真的感受到主耶稣担当了我们的罪。
And that really make us all feel really that Jesus bore our sins on the cross as we took those little pieces of paper, wrote our sins on it, and took nails and nailed those pieces of paper on the wooden cross.
所以这个其实实际上是 object lesson. 这个真的是我们感受到主耶稣真的是担当我们的罪。
And this of course was an object lesson that let us all feel that Jesus actually bore our sins on the cross.
你说我真的很盼望我们在这边放一个大十字架，然后要大家来把你的罪把钉在十字架上。你真的是感受到主真的是我的主，他做这些事情是替我做，钉在十字架上。
And sometimes I wish to do the same, to bring a wooden cross here and have you all write your sins on pieces of paper and nail it onto that cross so that you can actually see how Jesus bore our sins.
很多时候我们看耶稣钉十字架的时候，我们看到耶稣的血，我们看到耶稣的流的汗，我们看到他脸上的痛苦，我们感觉到他肉身上经历许多的痛苦。
And very often when we look at the cross, we think about Jesus' blood and his sweat and his pain and whatever that he felt on the cross.
是的，耶稣的确受在肉身上受许多的痛苦，包括鞭伤，包括那个荆棘冠冕刺下他的头上，这些都是极大的痛苦。
Indeed, the Lord suffered physically with the crown of thorns and also the lashes. He suffered physically on the cross.
但是呢，没有一个痛苦比这个痛苦更加严重，就是神父神与圣父与圣子的分离。
But no other suffering is worse than God the Father separating himself from God the Son.
从永亘古到亘古，从来耶稣没有离开过父神。
From eternity past to eternity future, God the Son, Jesus, has never separated from God the Father.
就在这个时候，他大声说：“我的神，我的神，为什么你离弃我？”这个离别之痛是他心中最大的痛。
But at this time, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this separation caused him the greatest pain.
分离带给分别，分离离别带给我们最大的伤痛。
Separation gives us the greatest hurt.
啊，我们在当中有很多做妈妈的。
There are a lot of mothers in our midst.
啊，你知道跟孩子分别，跟你的这个婴孩分别的时候，跟你的 baby 分别的时候，极大的痛苦。
And you know how it will feel the hurt when you're separated from your child, from your baby.
你刚刚生产，那个你刚刚是把 baby 生下来。
And you might have just given birth to a baby.
我们中国人很常常有的就是这个他的 baby 生下来的时候有这个肝黄，这个要什么叫黄疸病。 这个要照这个太阳，哇，还小的时候要留在院，所以当你如果你生了孩子，你回家的时候不带baby回家，哇，心里好难受，对不对？
Especially for Chinese, very often our babies suffer from jaundice, and after giving birth a couple of days, the mother needs to leave the baby in the hospital for the UV treatment. So during that departure, the mother cannot bring the baby with her, and they will feel that great hurt.
特别是你如果是第一胎的话呢，哇，你心里觉得很难受。
And especially so when this is your first child, you will feel even worse.
要跟孩子分离分别，总是觉得非常难的。
To be separated from your child is extremely hurtful.
啊，我没有生过孩子，我不知道。
I have never given birth before. I don't know how that feels.
不过我第一次感觉到分离呢，我的确是感觉到。
But I did feel separation once.
啊，因为我去美国念书的时候。
Because I went to USA to study.
啊，去遇到了一个女人呢。
I met a woman.
所以后来成为我的老婆啊。
That woman became my wife.
啊，去美国念书，后来之后遇到了她，之后呢，她毕业了，她先走，我留在学校，她毕业了，她先走。哦，这个分离的痛非常非常的对我来讲非常大。
And I met this woman who would later become my wife, but in the States where we were studying, she graduated first and she left, and that separation caused me great sadness.
你知道那个这种痛呢有多大的动力吗？
Do you know how much motivation that kind of pain gives us?
我从来没有做过这样事情，而且以后也没有做过，只做过一次而已。
I've never done such a thing in my life, not before nor after.
我在俄克拉荷马州呢，打电话去洛杉矶的机场，告诉他们我要跟这个人讲话。
I called from Oklahoma to the airport in Los Angeles to LAX, and I called the airport and I said I want to speak to this person.
你们有没有试过打电话，一个人用 individual 就是你个人打电话去那个机场说我要跟这个人讲话。
Have you ever done such a thing as an individual calling an airport and say I want to speak to so and so?
你知道吗？是不可能的事情。
It's impossible, you know.
But God's gracious, God 神也是有怜悯的。 他竟然拨通，然后呢，这个我太太在那时候还不是太太，那时候是女朋友啊，在美国的机场听我的电话。
But God is gracious. Somehow the call went through, and my the girlfriend then, who later became my wife, actually was answering the call there.
你不信的话，你问问他。
If you don't believe, you can ask her.
在整个机场。 And now, paging for Margaret K. Please pick up the microphone.
And it was announced over the PA system over on the at the airport, paging for Margaret K. Please answer the phone.
你看到吗？这是不可能的事情。当一个人离别的时候，当然我们来到这边讲我的离别，不像耶稣跟神父神的离别这种痛呢，只有没有人能够体会的。
Of course, that is just that pales in comparison to the kind of separation that Jesus felt here when God the Father left him.
很多时候我讲说，耶稣这个时候的痛呢，是没有人能够体会的。
And I've said this many, many times, the kind of pain that Jesus felt at this stage, no one can ever have that experience.
很多人在生命中他感觉到绝望的时候呢，感觉到自己很孤单的时候，他觉得我是世界上最孤单的人。
Very often when people feel that they are dejected and they are the loneliest in the whole world.
他说世界上没有人能够了解我，没有人能明白我，我是世界上最孤单的人。
And they might say, no one in this world understands I'm the loneliest in the world.
但是我说你不是，因为只要你肯呼叫神，神就听你。但是这个时候，神耶稣呼叫神，神不听他，只有一次，全世界只有一次，就是。 我的神，我是神，为什么你离弃我？神不听。所有世界上的人，当你悔改的时候，你呼叫神，神都回应你。但是耶稣这个时候是世界上最孤单、最孤独，从今以后、之前没有、之后也没有，只有这一次，耶稣呼叫神不回应。No
matter how lonely a person can feel, I tell such a person that no, you can call out to God. And he will listen to you. If you repent, God will hear you. But never before and never after has God not heard one person except now when Jesus was calling out, God, why have you forsaken me? This is the only time when even God would not listen to Jesus.
所以父神离开 这个圣父离开圣子呢，这个是一个极大的奇迹。
So for God the Father to be separated from God the Son is a great miracle.
从来没有，只有这一次。
Never before, and this is once off.
所以我们看到第一个奇迹呢，就是神黑暗，就是神圣的审判。
And so we see the first miracle is divine judgment.
第二个奇迹呢，就是这个神圣的离别。
And the second miracle is divine separation.
现在让我们来看第三个奇迹，神圣的牺牲。
And the third miracle is divine sacrifice.
我们看第27章第50节。
And Matthew 27 verse 50.
在这个时候呢，耶稣又大声喊着喊叫，然后呢，气就断了。
And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
在这边呢，你注意看到我们的华文圣经翻译不够准确。你看英文圣经说，他喊叫之后呢，把生命，把自己的生命交托出来 ，yield up his spirit.
The Chinese translation is not that accurate, but the English is more accurate. After crying out, he gave up his spirit. He yielded up his spirit.
那在，但是路加福音有把这句话讲出来。路加福音。 23章46节，耶稣大声喊，就说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。”他的确，然后呢，他讲完这句话就气就断了。
Luke 23:46 gives us another glimpse of this when Jesus called out with a loud voice and said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last.
所以刚才我们再回来看，耶稣大声喊叫说，大家喊叫之后呢，他就把自己的生命交托。
And so we know after Jesus cried out with a loud voice, he actually yielded up his spirit or he gave up his spirit. This is a great miracle. Why?
你要知道耶稣是谁?
You must know who Jesus is.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
意思说耶稣是神。
In other words, he is God.
你要知道吗? 你要杀神不这么容易的。
Do you know it's difficult to kill a God?
你不可能，耶稣有很大的能力，你根本不可能杀他。
Jesus is so mighty that you cannot possibly kill him.
很多人看耶稣钉十字架是好可怜的，耶稣是一个受害者 ，a victim， 他是没有办法被钉在十字架上。
Many people look at Jesus as if he's a victim on the cross and he went against his will.
我告诉你，耶稣不是受害者，他不是被，他不是。 违背他的心意被定，如果他不肯被定，没有人能够把耶稣定在十字架上。
Let me tell you, Jesus was no victim who was crucified against his will. If he was unwilling, no one can ever put him to the cross.
你记得耶稣在当他们来抓耶稣的时候，犹大带了很多人来抓耶稣的时候，耶稣说什么吗？
Remember when Judas brought a lot of people to come and arrest Jesus, what he said?
耶稣出来说。 你们找谁？他说：“我要找耶稣。”
And Jesus said, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "Looking for Jesus."
耶稣出来说, "I am, 我就是." 全部的人倒地。
And Jesus said, "I am," and everyone fell down.
为什么倒地? 因为他有权柄, 他站出来说, 我就是神, I am. 所有的人倒, 没有人能够抓他。
Because when he said, "I am," he is telling them, "I am God," and no one could arrest him, so they all fell.
他们又站起来又来抓耶稣的时候呢, 这时候呢，这个彼得就拿一把刀去砍什么呢？砍那个大祭司的耳朵，大祭司仆人的耳朵。After
they stood up again, they tried to arrest Jesus, and now Peter stood up and he drew his sword and he wanted to he attacked the high priest servant.
不是 attack 他的耳朵，他的ear.
And he cut off his ear.
没有cut off，要cut off. 要砍哦，意思说，其实不是的。很多人以为说，哎呀，这个彼得要砍他的耳朵，不是他要砍他的耳朵，要砍他的头，他想砍他的耳朵，他闪一闪，砍掉他的耳朵。And
of course, we know that Peter actually cut off the ear of the high priest servant, but some people thought that Peter was aiming for his ear, but no, he wasn't aiming for his ear. He was aiming for his head, and when he dodged, he cut off the ear instead.
那么主耶稣怎么对彼得说呢？
And what did Jesus say to Peter?
他说收刀入鞘吧。
And he said, "Put your sword back into its place."
他说，难道我不可以叫十二营的天使下来保护我吗？
And he said, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?"
根据圣经里面呢，旧约的故事里面呢，给我们看见一个天使呢，至少他有这样的 record， 有这样的历史呢。 他说在一个晚上呢，他可以一个天使在一个晚上可以杀死18万5千人。
And according to the Old Testament record, and that's what we know about, there was one angel overnight, he killed 180,000 soldiers.
哇，十二营天使，你知道他有多少人吗？十二营天使乘十二营的人，你算一营有多少人？然后呢，有十二营的天使，一个晚上可以全世界的都死光了。
And that was one angel. Now Jesus is talking about 12 legions of angels. One legion times 12, and the number of angels here can wipe out the whole mankind overnight.
如果主耶稣不肯，没有人能够抓他，没有人能够杀他，没有人能够把他抓囚禁起来。
Unless Jesus was willing, no one can kill him, no one can arrest him.
耶稣自己愿意，所以刚才讲，他yield了，他把自己的生命交出来。他如果不交，他不主动的交出来，那个yield的意思，在希腊文的意思是，他解开，让他的生命出来。如果他不肯交出来呢，没有人能够就要他的生命。
And so if Jesus did not yield up his spirit in the Greek, it means if he did not let go of his spirit, no one could actually kill him.
还有一件事情让我们觉得这个事情是可以值得思想的，这个 credible 就是我们可以信的。为什么呢？当比拉多啊，这个有人来告诉要耶稣的尸首，然后有人告诉比拉多说，可不可以让我拿比拉多的尸首？比拉多问百夫长，百夫长是啊，他死了。那么比拉多诧异，在马可福音15章40节，比拉多为什么会 surprise？ 耶稣死了，你送他去死，他死了，什么surprise呢？他surprise，他感觉到奇怪，他感到惊讶的是，耶稣死的时间。
And we know that all these facts are credible because in the book of Mark, when somebody came and asked for Jesus' body, we read that Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was dead. Why should he be surprised? Because he was the one who crucified Jesus and he was meant to be a death sentence. The reason why Pilate was surprised is not that Jesus had died, but rather that it's the timing of his death.
因为钉十字架的人呢，不可能马上死的。
Because those who are crucified will not die so quickly.
至少要3到5天才能会死的。
They usually die after 3 to 5 days.
而且他们钉十字架的人呢，通常呢不是流血死，而且是窒息而死。
And most of the time, the ones who are crucified did not die of bleeding, but they die of asphyxiation.
十字架呢的目的是要折磨他们。
The purpose of the cross was to torture them.
所以当你钉十字架的时候，它钉在手腕下面呢，使你直到你能够挂在上面。因为如果你钉在手心呢，你的这个手心的骨头没有办法支撑，你会掉下来。钉在下面呢，你是不能够，它才能够支撑你的生命。
So when the people were crucified, it was all on the wrist, not on the palm, because the bones on the palm will not be able to support the whole body weight. So it was the people were nailed all on the wrist.
那个铁钉大概三寸长呢，然后插进你的脚跟。
And it was a 3-inch long nail going through the wrist and also going through the ankles.
所以当你挂在十字架上的时候，你整个人下陷的时候，你不能呼吸。所以你要呼吸的时候，你要用手拉，然后要用脚踢，你才能够抬起头，才吸一口气，然后下去。你看一天24小时，他要踢几次？
So those who are hanging on the cross, they would not be able to breathe. And in order to breathe, they would have to pull with their hands and kick with their feet and take one breath. So over 24 hours, they would have to do that many times.
如果你不信的话，我们可以做一个试验。
If you don't believe, we can do an experiment.
我们抓你绑起来，看你能够挂起来的时候，你能不能呼吸。你久了降下去，你不能呼吸，你要拉才能够吸气。
And we just need to tie you up and hang you up and on your hands and your feet, see whether you can breathe when you're hanging downward.
这些呢，有这个一些专门的医药报告告诉我们，这个通常被钉十字架的人是怎么死的。
And there are medical experts who actually did studies on this and tell us how those who were crucified would die.
顺便一提的，主耶稣不是第一个被钉的人。
And let me talk about this as well. Jesus is not the first person to be crucified.
在耶稣还没有被钉之前呢，罗马人已经钉了成千上万的人。
Before Jesus was crucified, the Romans were crucified many thousands of people.
所以他知道怎么样的来折磨一个人。
So they knew how to torture a person.
所以他把耶稣钉起来了之后呢，至少3天到5天，他不断的这样挣扎、挣扎、挣扎。早上很热，晚上很冷，他就是不断这样挣扎。到最后呢，他没有力的时候，他不能够呼吸，他是窒息而死的，不是流血过多而死的。
And so the person crucified would continue struggling to breathe over 3 to 5 days until he lacks the strength to push. And in the end, he does not die of bleeding, but dies of asphyxiation.
所以时间应该很长的。
So it will take a long time.
但是因为隔一天是安息日。
But the next day was the Sabbath day.
所以他们就说来把这个脚，就是钉十字架的人的脚打断。他一打断呢，他就没有办法踢，他会自然死的。
So we know from scripture that the soldiers came and broke the legs of the criminals because they did not want the criminal to be able to kick.
你打断脚不会死的吗？但是打断脚之后他不能够踢，所以他就不能呼吸，所以他断了脚之后呢，他就不是打断脚就死，而是打断脚他不能够踢。不够力撑，撑起来的时候他会窒息而死。
Breaking someone's leg bones will not kill him due to the breaking of the bones, but it will kill him because the one who's crucified can no longer be kicking with his feet, and he will in the end die of asphyxiation.
所以，但是来到耶稣身上，哎，他已经死了。
But when they came to Jesus, they realized that he was dead.
为什么耶稣这么快死呢？
Why did Jesus die so soon?
所以比拉多奇怪，耶稣这么快就死了吗？
So Pilate was surprised to hear that Jesus was dead so soon.
我们知道一节圣经给我们答案。
And we know the answer from a verse.
约翰10:18，耶稣讲过，没有人做我的命，是我自己的舍的。没有人可以做我的命，他自己舍的。我有权舍去，我有权拿回来。
John 10:18, Jesus said, No one takes it from me, my life, he is referring to, but I lay it down of my own accord.
所以我们看到主耶稣是自愿的牺牲。
So we see that Jesus actually sacrificed willingly.
没有人能够取耶稣的命，耶稣自己不交出来呢，没有人能够杀死他。
No one can kill Jesus unless he gave up his own life.
所以这个就是第三个奇迹。
That's the third miracle.
于是耶稣愿意牺牲他自己的生命。
It's a divine sacrifice of Jesus' life.
我们来看第四个奇迹。
And the fourth miracle.
第四个奇迹是什么呢？那个幔子是这51节说，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
所以我们看到哪一个奇迹呢？第一个奇迹就是黑暗，因为看到神圣的审判。
So we have seen the first miracle, divine judgment, which is the scene from the darkness.
第二个神迹呢, 就是 父神离开圣子。
And the second miracle, divine separation of the Father and the Son.
第三个奇迹呢, 就是主耶稣自愿把他的生命交出来, 因为这个是一个奇迹, 他不可能死的。
And the third miracle, a divine sacrifice, when Jesus willingly gave up his life.
现在我们看到幔子从上到下裂开两半, 这是一个奇迹。
And now we see the curtain of the temple torn in two from top to bottom. This is another miracle.
这个殿呢，就是指圣殿那个把至圣所跟其他的圣殿分开来，就是只有一年只有一次，大祭司才能够进去，而且所有的人不能进去，而且大祭司只有一年进一次。这个殿呢，从上因为它很高，从上到下它可以裂开呢，这个是神自己的作为。
And this is referring to the inner section of the temple known as the Holy of Holies, where there's a curtain that separates this Holy of Holies from the outside. And once a year, the high priest can go into this place. And so we see the curtain torn in two from top to bottom. It's a very tall place. And this is a miracle because God was the one who tore the curtain.
以前呢，没有人能够进到至圣所来朝见神。
In the past, no one can enter the Holy of Holies to meet God.
但是现在呢，当耶稣把生命交出来完成了救恩呢，现在人不用经过圣殿，不用经过祭司，不用经过祭物，并不用经过所有这个献祭的方法，直接来到神面前，因为耶稣的救恩已经成就了这一切事情。
Because of Jesus' death, he has actually accomplished salvation for all, and now no one needs to come through to God by sacrifices or through priests or whatever else. Everyone can come straight to God.
所以我们知道，当主耶稣在这个钉十字架复活之后，主后70年，圣殿被毁之后就不再重建。And
we know that after Jesus died and about 70 years later, the temple was destroyed and it was never rebuilt again.
所以不需要重建，因为我们有耶稣就可以直接来到神面前，不需要通过这些献祭的这些方法。
We do not need to rebuild the temple because we do not need all these sacrifices or other means to come before God. We go through Jesus directly.
但是这些犹太人还不信神，所以他们还要再建圣殿。
But the Jews who do not believe in God, they continue to strive and want to rebuild the temple.
但是主已经为我们预备了这条直接通往这个神的这个高速的道路，直接到神面前。
But the Lord Jesus has prepared for us this divine highway that we might come to God directly.
所以希伯来书10章19节说，弟兄们，我们借因着耶稣的血坦然进入至圣所，是借着 给我们开了一条又新一活的路，是从幔子经过。这个幔子呢，就是耶稣基督的身体。Hebrews
10:19 tells us, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh.
所以耶稣为我们钉十字架之后呢，神打开这个门，这个是一个奇迹，让我们可以来到神面前。So
after Jesus was crucified on the cross for us, God opened the door, and this is the fourth miracle, and Jesus brings us directly to God.
让我们来看第五个神迹。Let's
look at the fifth miracle.
第五个神迹在51节，他说：“忽然间，这个殿底的幔子从上到下裂成两半之后呢，地大震动，磐石也裂开。”And
verse 51, after the curtain was torn in two from top to bottom, the earth shook and the rocks were split.
这个是什么意思呢?
What does this signify?
这个是神圣的主权。
And this represented divine sovereignty.
因为我们知道这个世界是属于当人犯罪之后呢，这个世界交给了魔鬼。
Because we know after man's sin, this world was handed over to the devil.
但是主耶稣在十字架上钉死的时候呢，耶稣胜过这个撒旦。
But when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he was victorious over Satan.
他在十字架上呢，再一次拿回这个全地的这个主权。
On the cross, Jesus took back the sovereignty over this earth from Satan.
在旧约里面的时候呢，我们常常看见主神显现的时候呢，整个地都会地震。
In the Old Testament, we often read about the earth shaking and there's earthquake whenever God appeared.
出埃及记的时候呢, 神向摩西显现的时候, 遍山大大的震动。
Exodus 19, when God appeared to Moses, the whole mountain trembled greatly.
那么在这个以利亚在见神的时候呢, 神给他看, 神出现的时候, 看到地震动, 风之后呢, 都没有出现, 这是当这些地震之后呢, 神才出现。
And in 1 Kings, when God appeared to Elijah, even after the mountains and the rocks broke and the great wind and earthquake, God did not appear, but after the earthquake, God appeared.
但是在撒迦利亚书下，我们看到这个撒母耳记下22章8节呢，当神发怒的时候，整个地的根基都震撼，都震动。
2 Samuel 22:8, we read that the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations of the heavens trembled and quaked because he was angry. So every time God appeared, there was earthquake.
但是我们知道一件事情, 当亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢, 整个地, 整个人, 整个人类呢, 整个世界呢, 都处于在叹气的状态。
We know that after Adam and Eve sinned, the earth is in a groaning stage.
罗马书8章22节和23节，我们给大家看到，一切受造之物都一起叹气劳苦，直到如今，我们有这个圣灵果子的也叹气，意思说，这我们整个世界都在退化，在越来越糟糕的情况底下呢。 但是当神再来的时候呢，主耶稣再来的时候呢，他要把这一切都改变了，要变成有一个新天新地。
Romans 8:22-23, we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. In other words, the earth is deteriorating because of sin, but we know that when Jesus comes again, he will create a new heaven and new earth.
将来启示录告诉我们，神要给我们的是新天新地。
Revelation tells us God will give us a new heaven and new earth.
所以当在希伯来书里面讲到，神要大大的震撼这整个地，再一次。And
Hebrews tells us the God will shake not only the earth but also the heavens once more.
所以在这边呢，我们看到将来呢，在启示录里面整个给我们看到，神要这个打开气印的时候呢。 耶稣就能够接管这个气印，然后要管理整个地球，整个全地的时候呢，这个就是神给主耶稣得胜的权柄，让他有统管全世界的这个再一次统管全世界。
And in the future, during Revelation, shown to us that Jesus is the one who will take the seals and open the seals. And that's the time when God will hand over the reign of this world to Jesus.
所以我们看到呢，主耶稣死，我们不但有了救恩，整个世界会重新创造新的。
So Jesus did not just give us salvation, but he's going to create a new heaven and new earth.
不但是这样，他还要给我们一个新的身体。
And he's going to give us a new body.
所以当耶稣在钉十字架的时候呢，神给我们看见另外一个现象。
And when Jesus was crucified, God let us see another miracle.
那个就是第六个神迹。
It's the sixth miracle.
你看第52节。
Look at verse 52.
52节说，坟墓也开了，以睡的圣徒的身体多有起来的。到了耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进入城里，向许多人显现。
The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
所以给我们看到耶稣钉十字架之后呢，这些救恩成就之后呢，我们将来会有一个新的身体，有复活的盼望。And
this actually is a preview of the future resurrection, so that we have hope of new bodies during the future revelation.
所以呢。 我们再重复一下，第一个神迹是黑暗，就是神的审判。
And so let's repeat this. The first miracle is divine judgment represented by the darkness.
第二个呢，就是耶稣的这个跟圣父的分离，这个是神圣的分离，这个是第二个神迹。
Secondly, divine separation between God the Father and the Son.
第三个呢，就是耶稣将自己献上。
And the third miracle is when Jesus gave up his life willingly, that's his divine sacrifice.
这个就成就了救恩。
And this accomplished salvation.
但成就了这尊呢,
And after he accomplished salvation, the fourth miracle is he opened up a divine highway for us to come directly to God.
那个幔子裂开两半,
Because the curtain split in two.
然后呢,我们看到地大震动, 这个是一个神迹,给我们看见将来这个地球呢,要重新被更新。
And the earth shook. This is another miracle, which is divine sovereignty, showing us that next time in the future, the earth will be renewed.
所以我们来到第六个呢,就是看到身体的复活。
And the sixth miracle, we see the resurrection of the body.
所以我们在这边看到,当耶稣钉十字架的时候呢,这些事情成就之后呢,地大震动之后呢,坟墓里面有人起来,有人复活。
And the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, so there were people who were resurrected.
当然有很多人有不同的解释。
Of course, there are different explanations.
那种复活呢，是不是拉萨勒的复活？
Is this the kind of resurrection that Lazarus had?
复活之，因为拉萨勒复活之后，他还会死的。
Because after Lazarus was resurrected, he died again.
因为他不是将来的荣耀的身体。
Because this is not the future glorious body.
不过圣经里面没有讲。
But the Bible doesn't tell us.
我个人是猜应该是这个，因为这样的话，他回去回到他自己的家人当中，这个是给他们一个 foretaste， 一个尝到将来会发生的事情，给当时的人带来盼望。
But I personally believe it will be the same type of resurrection of Lazarus, because when they went back to their families, is to give them a foretaste or a preview of the future resurrection to come.
那么主耶稣才是我们真正最要看到的最终的盼望，就是主耶稣的复活。将来我们跟耶稣一起复活，是有这个荣耀的身体，是不会死的。
And Jesus Himself is the one who gives us the real hope of resurrection. That in the future we will have glorified bodies that will not perish.
所以我们对死没有害惧怕。
That's why we are not afraid of death.
所以哥林多前书15章那边讲说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？这个死的毒钩是罪，但是感谢主，借着耶稣基督，我们已经得胜了。
That's why 1 Corinthians 15 we read, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道我们不怕死亡。
So we know, and therefore we are not fearful of death.
死了之后呢，我们知道我们神主耶稣要再一次使我们复活，因为他是复活的。
After we die, the Lord Jesus will give us a resurrection because He is resurrected.
所以我们不要对死亡感觉到惧怕，而是我们知道在死亡过后呢，另外一边呢，神会给我们一个家给我们预备在天上。
So we need not fear death because we know that the Lord has prepared a home for us in heaven.
而且呢，将来他要使我们全部的这些信徒再一次复活。
And in the future, He will cause all the saints to be resurrected.
所以为了这个盼望呢，我们愿意放下一切。
Because of this hope, we are willing to let go of all things.
有这个盼望呢，我们就可以勇敢地面对我们世界上所有的困难。
With such a hope, we can bravely face the difficulties in this world.
有这些，有这个盼望呢，我们就可以持守神给我们的这个教真理。
With this hope, we can hold fast to the truth that God has given us.
很快的，我们来到第七个神迹。
And we are now looking at the seventh miracle very quickly.
第七个神迹是最大的神迹，就是耶稣基督复活。
And the seventh miracle is of course the greatest miracle of all, Jesus' own resurrection.
所以耶稣在十字架上死了之后，他埋葬了之后三天复活了。他如果不复活，我们全部都没有盼望。
After Jesus was crucified, he died, and 3 days later, he was resurrected. Without Jesus' resurrection, we have no hope.
所以耶稣的复活呢，就是我们这个最大的神迹，就是神圣的圣灵。And
Jesus' resurrection is the greatest miracle, and this shows divine victory.
所以在这边，我们看见。 这是这些七个神迹是告诉我们神给我们讲话。
And we see from these seven miracles that God is speaking to us.
他跟我们讲什么呢?
What's He saying to us?
这个就是神给我们第一,神一定会审判罪恶。
Firstly, God will definitely judge sin.
第二呢, 神是神圣的, 耶稣担当了, 耶稣是无罪的, 却担当了我们的一切的罪。
Secondly, God is holy and Jesus without sin, He bore our sins.
而且耶稣所成就的呢, 他必然完全成就。 使到我们可以直接来到这个神的面前，所以我们所有的人现在不用经过祭司，不用经过所有的方法，我们可以直接呼救，就可以来到，因为耶稣所成就的一切。And
through Jesus' sacrifice, through what He has accomplished, we can now come directly to God, no need through any other human agent.
当耶稣为我们成就这一切之后,
after Jesus accomplished all this for us,
我们可以有新天新地。
We will have new heaven and new earth.
我们有一个新的世界。
We'll have a new world.
我们有一个新的身体。
We'll have a new body.
那个叫做荣耀的身体。
It's a glorious body.
最后呢，耶稣必然与我们同在。
And lastly, Jesus will be with us.
这就是圣父给这个十字架上的评语。
And this is the from God's perspective, what God is saying about the cross.
我们必须要来到神面前。
We need to come before God.
我们必须要借着耶稣基督的恩典。
We need to depend on God.
我们必须要面对我们的罪。
We have to face our sin.
只要我们愿意承认我们的罪，在神面前，神就会赦免我们。
If we acknowledge our sins before God, He will forgive us.
当我们看到这一切的时候，
When we see all this,
请问你的反应是什么？
What is your response?
但是这边呢，我们看到百夫长的反应。
And we see the centurion's response.
他看到这一切的时候，他看到所发生的一切的时候呢，他说：“这真是神的儿子了。”The
centurion saw all this, and he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God."
当你看到这一切的时候，请问你的反应是什么？
When you see all these things, what is your response?
你看到什么？
What do you see?
你是不是看到百夫长所看到的？
Do you see what the centurion saw?
这真是神的儿子。
This is surely the Son of God.
我们必须要信靠他。
We must believe in him.
我们必须要投靠他。
We must trust in him.
当我们信靠的时候， 这个就是我们永恒的生命。
And when we trust in Jesus, we will have eternal life.
当我们思想主耶稣为我们钉十字架的时候， 我们想到耶稣的复活， 他对我们有没有影响？
When we think about Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection, does it affect us?
我们看到父神的评价。
And we see what God has to say about the cross.
百夫长的回应。
And we see the centurion's response.
你必须来到神面前接受神主耶稣所预备给我们的救恩， 不然的话，我们就没有办法有这个永恒的盼望。
You must come before God and to receive this salvation, or else you will not have hope. Let us close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for what you have done for us indeed. For we can never be saved unless it is by your grace, by what you have done, not by what we are. Not by who we are, nor what we have done, nor what we can do or will do, but purely because of you, O Lord, who sent your Son to die for us on the cross. We thank you, Lord. And indeed, we pray and ask that you help us to respond in obedience, to repent from our sins, and that we might stop sinning and believe in our Lord Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.